Larry Wanabo's been shopping around for the tastiest MREs. Those are meals ready to eat, like the soldiers had during the Gulf War. MREs come sealed in plastic, cost $7 a piece, less by the case, and stay good on a basement shelf for years. Wanabo says some MREs, like this one with cheese tortellini, aren't bad.
That's your entree. This is a packet of strawberry jam. This is the cracker. You get a great little bottle of Tabasco sauce here that's kind of cute. The napkin, chiclets, matches, coffee, a long spoon, everything is there. This is the chocolate cookie, and since we got coffee on the table, we could actually sample this. It's really quite good.
Wanabo lives on a small farm 30 miles north of Brainerd. Goateed, good-natured, and focused, he began researching the possible consequences of Y2K last summer. His conclusion? Probably not the end of the world, forecast by some internet prophets, but definitely worth getting ready for.
We did decide that there are some small preparations that a prudent person could make without a great deal of investment and without devoting their whole life to it. So things like food, shelter, clothing, water, obviously, and some energy source were all issues that appeared high on priority checklists. And so that's where we started.
The Wanabos are like thousands of Americans who, while doubting the apocalyptic predictions of starvation and violence, are equally unconvinced by the bland reassurances of government types. There's no catch-all profile of this group, but many are rural, many conservative, and many have access to the Internet. The net, after all, is where most Y2K information, good and bad, resides. Not coincidentally, it's the ultimate Y2K readiness bazaar.
Hey, do I get to do a plug for the store?
Michael Bafundo owns First Army, which claims the biggest military surplus webpage in the world. He estimates a quarter of his business is now people buying year 2000 survival supplies, generators, gas cans, water purifiers, and yes, MREs.
About 3 months ago, I had a woman call up here, an elderly woman. She says, do you carry those MREs that the military uses? And I said, yeah, we carry them. She said, well, I'd like to order a couple. And I says, fine. I figured, she wants something to snack on or, just keep her around the house for whatever reason, And she said, well, give me 12 cases. And then she's been placing an order for 12 cases every week ever since then.
So Y2K so far has been, I take it, really good business for you.
Well, it's good good business if money's worth anything after 2000.
If money's not worth anything after 2000, a lot of Internet-based businesses might be stuck with drawers of useless cash. There are now hundreds of websites selling solar panels, windmills, weapons, and shortwave radios. Dozens offer dehydrated food. A year's supply for a family of four, shipped to your home, runs from $3,000 to $6,000. While some merchants see Y2K as a chance to stock bunkers and possibly useless bank accounts, others see it as forcing a return to agrarianism. Jerry Guidetti is a biologist who says the best way to avoid going hungry, should power and supply lines falter, will be to grow your own garden. And not from just any seeds, from increasingly rare non-hybrid seeds, the old-fashioned kind that reproduce themselves year after year. Guidetti's organization, the ARC Institute, sells them by the carton, along with books on self-sufficiency.
My concept is to take this Noah's Ark, this box of ARC seeds, this botanical ARC, and try to distribute it to as many states in the country as possible. Get these people to grow these, multiply the seeds, and give them away. Put me out of business in a year. If you put me out of business in a year, I have done my job. My mission is complete, because that will mean that everybody is getting free seed from everybody else, and we have literally sustained the ARC.
The ARC Institute sells a case of 50 non-hybrid varieties for $159. Business is so good, Guidetti's moving to a bigger acreage next year so she can produce more seed. If you're thinking of acreage, in order to, as one website urges, get out of the city, several internet realtors now offer Y2K-ready properties, country homes complete with generators, fenced gardens, stocked pantries, and hand pump wells. Is there anything you can't find? Probably not, if you know where to look, and not much of it's free, except opinion. This website, maintained by one Thomas Chittum, offers audio of a circus barker hawking Y2K bologna sandwiches and dehydrated water. Just add water.
You better please come and welcome to the great
Skeptics like Chittum are in the minority. Most technology writers and Y2K-oriented websites portray a year 2000 where those who prepare will be glad they did. That makes Fred Moody, a tech columnist for ABCNews.com, a voice in the wilderness.
I don't think there's any need to stockpile food or build a fallout shelter in your basement or take to the hills.
Moody expects the Y2K bug to cause only minor local problems, and his columns saying so have provoked accusations from programmers of sticking his head in the sand. He says after so much buildup, Y2K will be the anticlimax by which all others are measured.
It seems like every crisis or pseudo-crisis or almost every event in this country always brings out the salesman in somebody, and there's always a market for it.
Moody expects that market to grow exponentially in the coming year, after which, he says, if the lights are still on, the food shelves might find themselves swimming in sudden donations. Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.